WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, July 6, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. 98.1 radio and also available on podcast platforms 3 days after this radio show. Sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since 1979. And joining me is the self-proclaimed redneck of East Ridge. Mm. He told me that earlier today. Okay. PhD of Waffle House. Mm-hmm. And the king, Stone Cold Clint Powell. Welcome.
Oh, I do like that one, Alex.
Yeah, I know you do. And then thirdly, we got the genius of the green pharmacy and the black pharmacy. I'm just going to call it because it's the other, it's the real pharmacy, Dr. Kurt Dearing.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I'm thinking about tagging myself maybe as the green pharmacist and maybe even writing a book.
No, you're going to write a book.
Yeah. It's going to be called The Green Pharmacist vs. Big Pharma. And it sounds like I'm going up against Sam. I'm not.
No.
What I'm wanting to do is show people the comparisons between choices in the pharmaceutical world and choices with supplements in the nutraceutical world.
Beautiful.
And what your alternatives can be and the differences between the two.
Love it. Yep. We're going to make it happen. Hey, I want to say before we get rolling too much, we had a huge success in that toilet paper. Clint Powell, quit looking at that smirk on your face. The boy can make me laugh by just this little bitty twist of his lips. And he just has he has my button. I don't know what it is.
Did you say button?
There's no chance I'm not getting fired at some point in time live on the air.
He's got a button that he pushes. And the word button, if you take O-N off, is B-U-T-T. And that's why I'm talking about toilet paper, Clint Powell.
Way to go. Good segue.
Okay. So we did a promo with toilet paper that's made out of bamboo using no chemicals. And when you put regular toilet paper on your little private parts and you get it moist, it can put a lot of bad stuff in your body. And I'm really convinced that could be another box we need to check. All you got to do is buy different toilet paper. This isn't like you got to go do backflips and make different choices other than come to Nutrition World. But Cody, our great videographer and our IT and all this other stuff he does so many things for us. He took my breath away because he posted this daggum thing. He didn't tell me. Did you see it where the store was rolled in toilet paper?
Yeah, it looked great.
I go to the gym that morning and this guy runs up and says, "I hate what happened to your store." I said, "What happened?" He said, "You didn't see it?" I said, "No." And he showed me on his phone. I said, "Oh my gosh." And then I realized Cody did this.
Yeah, of course. What a job.
My wife fell for it too.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
So our toilet paper is, what's the name of our toilet paper?
Real.
Oh, there you go.
It's bamboo.
Real. Thank you. Yeah, real bamboo toilet paper. So we gave away one free roll to everybody one single day. Sorry, we can't do it again. We actually gave out so much more than we thought that we ran out of it. So we've got more coming. So I wanted to say that. Again, we have an app at Nutrition World that impresses me when I get on it because usually I don't really get on the app. I get on the regular site, nutritionw.com. But it has wonderful compilation of our video education. And one of those was Dr. Dehring talking about Pepsid, and I think on, and also you talk a lot, you have other videos that are fantastic. And one of them I had forgotten was a recent one where Katie, my daughter, did a whole video on what was it like to grow up at involved in Nutrition World, because I never pressured her into eating any way differently. We had supper every night. Her mother, now my ex-wife of 12 years, is, I'm not going to say, okay, look how good I was. I didn't say one negative thing.
I was just glad you actually admitted to feeding your daughter every night. That was good.
Oh, yeah, dinner, thank you.
Dinner every night. Hey, okay, good job. Dad of the Year award right there.
I did have to clean the dishes, which I despised. It was one of the grounds for divorce. But and we have a lecture coming up. It's on the app and nutritionw.com. Gut health, breaking down the microbiome, Thursday, August 7th at 5:30.
I want to say this. You know, we jumped straight into talking real serious stuff here at Vital Health Radio today. I just want to step back and can everybody in the room acknowledge that it feels like we've been in the studio for 2 days? This is segment one we're recording, is how we do this.
Yeah.
And this is the fifth segment we've recorded. I just want to, y'all are all starting off, y'all are really professional. Welcome to Vital Health Radio. I've been doing Vital Health Radio now for an hour and a half.
Okay, Jeffries.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. You're like, welcome. And I'm sitting here going, I thought we'd been doing this since noon. Did you just say I am filibustering?
You are filibustering, okay. Vital Health Radio. Hey,
back to the notes. I'm just acknowledging the transparency of what we go through to bring people wisdom.
I love being authentic all the way across the board. That's what gets me in trouble, is my authenticity. Oh, he's quitting. He threw the headset down. Clint has got his feelings hurt.
No, not
again.
Go for it.
Blood assurance is coming July 26th, Saturday at 2:30 to 5:30. So important if you want to probably live longer, or you have too much what we call ferritin, which is storage iron, or too much regular serum iron. Those are things that will age us, because guess what? Iron is like a free radical. It actually rusts. It rusts us like it does in your yard. And so giving extra blood can ensure that you don't have that. And they will test you to make sure you're not anemic. So if you were anemic, you would want to give blood. Blood Assurance is an amazing organization. Not only does it help you, but it's going to help a lot of other people. So that is fantastic. And I am going to start talking about, and I'm going to get Amy on here, because Amy and I had a great talk about, and I came up with this idea. I said, I want us to do a video on the radio about the five apps that can change your life, because we have it within our hand, a remote control, almost like Star Trek, that can change your future. It can destroy your future too, but it can if you embrace it correctly. And these apps, one of them, I'm just going to give two bullet points right now. One is, Amy told me these, Gymshark. And when I looked at it, you're talking about a workout app that is phenomenally put out. All you do is, it's so easy. It's free. You have a professional version you can pay, but the free one's fantastic. If you're a woman, I mean, all the way down to you're a pregnant woman who doesn't have weight equipment, you can go in and hit the right buttons. It's going to show you in a video, well, this is what you do for the next 20 minutes, but all the way to almost, heavy lifting and anything else. So Gymshark, if you download that. The second one is MyNetDiary, M-Y-N-E-T Diary. I was, again, super impressed because it logs all your foods. I said to her, today I ate at First Watch. I had avocado toast, and I was concerned about the carbs because I'm preparing for this contest, and I've been on low carb for like nine days now, but I feel like I need to take a little break. So she said, I don't think it'll be in there. I said, I don't know. Put in First Watch. It popped up. Exactly. It logs all your food, and you can tell it, I want to be on a keto diet. I want to be on a Mediterranean diet. So MyNetDiary is phenomenal.
Awesome.
MyNetDiary.
Yep. What's going on with you, Clint Powell?
I'm just sitting here enjoying the life of radio, the radio life.
The radio life. Yeah. I know you got stuff to say, but you're holding back.
I'll hold back a little bit. You've got all your note cards over there and everything.
I was just going to bring up one thing real quick, that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I saw a reel where he was talking about there was hidden data out there. I haven't confirmed this, so I'm just saying what he said, which was the CDC had sort of hidden some information about the actual rates of autism related to Hep B, which, by the way, Hep B is given oftentimes on day one. Hep B is a disease that you get through blood transfusions or sharing a needle. So drug addicts might get it. And it's a sexually transmitted disease. So why we give it at day one of life, I'm not sure. But America, we give it out on day one if they can get it. A lot of parents nowadays are aware of it. They'll reject it and refuse it. But the ones that don't, we have the leading first-year mortality rates of any civilized country in the world. So we're the only ones that give out Hep B on day one.
Wow.
I wonder if there's a correlation there. I don't know.
Oh,
but anyway, 1,100 and some odd percent increase in the rates of autism with people that got Hep B versus ones that didn't. Now, I have not verified that. Once again, I want to be sure I understand it because I usually like to research. But what I do know is that it happened to correlate. And the same day I saw that, I just happened to be watching Dale Bigtree on the High Wire, and he had a Gary Goldman on there who has recently published an article, and the headline is, "The Immature Infant Liver, Cytochrome P450 Enzymes and Their Relevance to Vaccine Safety and SIDS Research." The theory behind this is that, or what we know, and I never put two and two together this till I saw this, being a pharmacist, virtually all of our medications out there go through the cytochrome P450 enzyme.
That's how the liver detoxifies.
How the liver detoxifies. And so the vaccines themselves, the actual vaccine or the virus that may be in there, is not metabolized by the P450
because it's not working very well.
But all the excipients and adjuvants are. Our system, our P450 system, is not mature until age 2 or 3 years. And sometimes genetics plays a role in how quickly that you can. So they kind of say it's like a teacup. You start putting adjuvants and toxins in the body, you're filling up that teacup. At some point, you're going to overflow. When it overflows, bam, there's your neurological problems. There's your autism problems. So, and there's your SIDS, all right?
So, which is sudden infant death syndrome.
And now they call it, sometimes they call it sudden unidentified. But anyway, it's two different ways of trying. So, like I said, I don't know if those rates on Kennedy are right, but it made me think about this Gary Goldman that I watched on the Live Wire and talking about the cytochrome P450. We got to be real careful about what we give kids the first 2 to 3 years of life.
And it doesn't seem like we are being that careful.
And even Tylenol's a part of that.
Good.
And they say, and there is proof out there that it seems like acetaminophen is playing a role in leading problems. And when we give, so they recommend now, they recommend that you don't give acetaminophen with their vaccines. Because some people will say, you're going to get a fever tonight, so go ahead and give some acetaminophen. That's the worst thing you can do. You're using up their glutathione, which they're not going to be able to detox.
So I love it, love it, love it. I love all your bullet points. Hey, I'm going to cover this before the show's out. Katie, my daughter, has figured out after 27 weeks of pregnancy nausea where the missing link was for her. And I'm going to be talking about that. I'm also going to talk about what drug you can take that I feel is relatively safe before you go into the sun that will lower significantly the damage to our skin. I will be doing this drug. So that's interesting stuff. It is time to take a break. When we come back, a lot more tips to hopefully change your life. That as we continue for Clint Powell, Dr. Deering, and Ed Jones, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host, Ed Jones and Clint Powell and Dr. Dehring are back with you to empower your health and well-being as we have done each week now for 7 years. I want to make sure I cover the two things I said I would cover. One is Katie. She is pregnant and about 8 months into it now. But for 27 weeks, she had nausea pretty much 20 hours out of 24. The only thing that would help her would be to be modestly full, not let herself be hungry. She tried every nutritional supplement. Nobody is more cautious about supplements in pregnancy than her. But she also realizes the value of it if you can dig deep enough to determine what is of value and safe. Secondly, is the only remedy she found that clued her into something that worked was once she started drinking grapefruit juice, it almost eliminated it. Well, the more she drank, the better she felt, the more she dug into why would grapefruit juice actually help nausea in pregnancy. And it seems that it was one of the strongest foods to help help the body produce more hydrochloric acid. So she, as I would do, she's a thinker, is she bought some hydrochloric capsules from Nutrition World, tuck them with each meal, and within the second dose, her nausea completely eliminated itself. And that's now been going on for about 2 weeks. You know, she wished she had found this earlier. I don't know. We wouldn't know if it would start working at, you know, the 6 week period, but it has changed her life for far better for the quality. Because, you know, I mean, I know you and you both, Kurt and Clint, you know, it's a heavy load when you're kind of sick at your stomach all the time. Oh, yeah. I doubt that.
Couldn't do it.
No, I think a headache I can handle. The nausea, that's a whole different story.
I live my life trying to stay not nauseous.
Not, there you go. Not you live an NN life,
not nauseous.
Not nauseous life. And secondly is digging more into this seed oil debacle with health. With what are seed oils? They're the vegetable oils that are found in almost every single processed food. Every restaurant fries in it. Every single probable bottle in most homes and in restaurants are seed oils, because the only ones that are not is butter, tallow, ghee. Those are the fats that that are stable so they don't go oxidizing and rancid. But here's the deal. It deposits itself, a very high amount of it deposits itself in the skin cells. This is the probable connection to why skin cancer has skyrocketed over the past 30 or 40 years. So when you have something that's already basically, we use the word spoiled, oxidized, and it's in the skin cell, then you expose it to a strong substance like the sun and UV rays, and then you put suntan lotion on it that is truly has toxicities galore, which has been removed, many of them, from the market only in the past 2 years, you're a trifecta of disaster for skin cancers. So Dr. McCullough had a wonderful article about, one is, it takes 2 to 4 years to get rid of seed oils in our bodies. You stop eating it today, you go out in the sun next week, it won't make a bit of difference. It's going to be years before you actually cleanse your system of seed oils. The way to do that is to eat healthy oils, omega-3s, and the body will slowly switch over. But low-dose aspirin, what is that? About 81 milligrams of aspirin will prevent the seed oils that are in your skin from forming the harmful metabolites of oxidized oils. So we are in a place of great learning right now, and I love these kind of tidbits, 81 milligrams. And Dr. Kurt can certainly chime in on this, but I feel that 81 milligrams, the risk is very minimal and the benefit can be very huge. Do you think 81 milligrams is okay?
They go back and forth on it. For course, forever, 81 milligrams for everybody is great. And then most recently, they're saying just for higher risk people.
Mm-hmm. But the dangers, it's pretty low. Wouldn't you not agree?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very good. So to do this before the sun, I don't think there'd be anyone truly concerned about that.
And isn't there also one of the B vitamins you can take for
niacinamide helps to prevent the future occurrences of skin cancer by about a 35% at 500 milligrams a day.
And can act like as a sun protectant, like a SPF?
No, it's not really a sun protectant, but it's going to keep the skin cells from converting over to or being damaged as much, but not, you still get just as red. You will not get less red with it. You get less damage from it. So those are two different things. So are you going to talk about a client or a case history here?
I am going to talk about it. First thing I wanted to bring up, though, just get your thoughts on it, was that there's new guidelines that have come out, and this is from the American College of Cardiology. So these are their expert guidelines, cardiology, all right?
Hey, Clint, have we ever had a cardiologist in here? Mm-mm. Okay, Dr. Mm-mm. Green and I used to a lot. So. Okay.
So the new guidelines put weight loss drugs before lifestyle for heart disease prevention. So, in other words, don't recommend lifestyle interventions, and you have to get to a point where you've done the best you can with those, and then think about putting you on a pharmaceutical. This is, so it actually says right here, the committee's intent in changing its recommendations is that patients will no longer have to fail lifestyle interventions before they are able to try medication. Additional weight loss was minimal when lifestyle interventions were added. This is crazy.
We don't need failures, so we have to babysit even that.
Right. So let's don't even let people try to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Let's just throw them right on these medications, which...
Well, it's hard to teach somebody to do the right thing and make tons of money.
That's true. And just, I don't want to go into it right now, but just so you know, our blog on our website, we have blogs where people write articles on different things. The January article was me talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of GLP-1 Ozempic-like medications. So if you want to look up and see the good, possible good, but definitely if you want to look at the bad and the ugly of Ozempic-type medications, read that article. But case study this week, I actually changed it up at the last minute because I had somebody come in the store today and asked her how she was doing. She said, fantastic. Thank you so much. You've changed my husband and I's life. They came in to me with the major goal of discontinuing and getting off their trazodone.
So, what is trazodone?
Trazodone is it's more in the psych set of medications. It's an old antidepressant, but it's also been shown to make people sleepy.
Yes.
So they use it as especially it can be a good combo of an elderly patient I say it's a good combo. The physicians and the prescribers think it's a good combo. Reality is, the trazodone has side effects associated with it. You might get a full night's sleep, but you're not really getting an increase in REM sleep.
Nope.
And if you're not getting an increase in REM sleep and deep sleep, then you're probably, you're just unconscious. So you're not getting the value out of the sleep you should
be getting. I took one pill after my double hip replacement because I was given 7 prescriptions. The trazodone went into the garbage after the one pill for the way I felt. Have you ever taken trazodone, Clint?
Mm-mm. Nope. Okay. I haven't.
Yep. Oh, so what about your case study? Because you have 4 minutes.
Wendy, 58-year-old, all right?
Yep.
She's being treated for ulcerative colitis with a drug, fairly new drug out there called Apriso, which basically is another salicylate, so we can do better. Her major goal, like I said, was to discontinue trazodone because every time she tries to go off of it, she's experiencing dizziness, lightheadedness, and poor sleep when attempting to go off of it. So she's also, her medications, trazodone, the Apriso, bupropion, losartan, amlodipine, omeprazole as needed, which is not how you take omeprazole, as we talked about last week. You don't do that as
needed.
And
that is an antacid, right?
That's Prilosec. Yes. That's the proton pump inhibitor. And she is doing Ozempic. Asked her why, because she didn't appear to need it. But I asked her that when she was talking about today. She was how good she's feeling and great, and she was thankful for changing their lives. And I was like, and so I pulled her up real quick because I can't remember everything on these people when they, you know. So I pulled her up real quick, and I saw that she was also on the Ozempic. And I said, "Did you get off the Ozempic yet? Like I recommended?" And she was like, she kind of gave me this look like, "No, I'm guilty," but she's planning on it. And I told her to go look up that article on the good and the bad and the ugly. Supplements, she takes vitamin C, vitamin D, magnesium, and a probiotic, which is good for ulcerative colitis, and fiber, also good. But sleep, current treatment. Recommendation was to taper off her trazodone over 4 weeks. Actually, I did.
With her doctor. You told her with her doctor's permission.
Oh, yeah.
This is always in
conjunction with her doctor. Now, whether she actually called him, I don't
That's
know.
That's up to her.
But I told her, this is always in. Everything in my meetings and consultations are to be done in conjunction with their primary care provider. Initiated ATA magnesium, that's acetyltaurinate magnesium. If you don't know much about that, acetyltaurinate delivers the magnesium across the blood-brain barrier. When it gets there, the taurinate becomes taurine. So you got magnesium and taurine hitting the neuronal cells, causing a decrease in stress and anxiety and relaxing. Basically, it turns the brain off a little bit so you can go, calm down and stop overthinking things and go to sleep. Herbertonin is a plant-based melatonin. It's bioidentical to human melatonin. It's 646% more effective than synthetic melatonin, which everybody that comes in, not everybody, 50% of the people that come in and I talk to them about their sleep, they've tried melatonin. There's things they don't like about it. So I say this is different. This is bioidentical. It works better, less side effects, less problems. So I got her to do Herbertonin. And the other thing I got her to do was one of our sleep breakthrough. Basically, it's got magnolia bark in it.
Love that.
And magnolia bark hits some of the same receptors as benzodiazepines without the possible side effects and problems you can get from benzodiazepines themselves. So excellent. And so you're doing this, whereas benzodiazepines can decrease REM sleep, magnolia bark actually increases REM sleep. So it's a beautiful thing.
You know, it's in my sleep formula I take from Nutribio. And sometimes I do really well and sometimes I don't, but it doesn't have a lot of it. I'm going to try that separately for my deep sleep because mine still struggles. You got 1 minute left, my son.
Oh, sorry. So the trazodone plan, the taper plan was, she went go from 100 milligrams down to 75 milligrams for a week.
Uh-huh.
And then started her on the Herbertonin and started her on the Calm Mag. Then decreased the second week, decreased her to 50 milligrams, all right, continuing the other items. Third week, get her down to 25 milligrams and initiate the sleep breakthrough.
Love
two
it.
Capsules nightly. And then week 4 to 5, depending on at what rate she wanted to go, we stop the trazodone, and if need be, we can go to 3 capsules on the sleep breakthrough. She did just fine going to 2, going off the trazodone, didn't have any of the side effects that she had the last time because it does require a nice taper to go off of it. But
smart.
Anyway, the sleep breakthrough, great. It actually has REM sleep enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
It's got an easier sleep onset. People subjectively wake up and say that they feel more refreshed. So
it does have an odd smell because of valerian, but that's okay.
What now?
Valerian is in there slightly.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I take two different ones. You might be right, but I thought it had the one with the smell, but I'm not sure. But that is good, because we're running out of time. I think that's fabulous to help people know there's help when you're in a world of you don't know who to ask. Dr. Kurt Deering is one that you certainly can. You can make an appointment with him on NutritionW.com. Well, guess what? It's time to take another break. When we come back, a couple tips at the end of the show that I got to get in. So that, as we continue, for Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and Dr. Deering, stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zerkops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest and accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. Hey, we got an unusual kind of a team together today. We got Sean Whitfield here. Welcome, Sean. We have Dr. Kurt Deering. Clint has taken a little momentary break to step out because we didn't have enough seats for him. I guess he thought he got his feelings hurt. I think he saw a little tear in his eye, but we're going to make this happen. And a guy that I loved just the meet of, I've known him from appearance for a long time. He shops at Nutrition World, Joe Heiss, and welcome Joe Heiss to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you.
Hey, we got a story to tell on you. One is, I'm going to keep it to the end of this, but you do a lot of work on inspecting or fixing ice machines at restaurants, and I've always heard this could be a concern with contaminants. But I'm going to hold that to the end because this is very important for people to know. And I think about it every time I eat out and I get my – if I get something with ice in it. But the bigger part is, Sean told me a little bit, you have lost 200 pounds,
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, sir.
In what period of time?
Oh, so I started this journey right when COVID hit. And I always like to say that, you know, COVID actually made me stronger because it kind of woke me up to what was...
I love that.
What was going on with my nutrition. And it changed my mindset. You know, I had to almost hit rock bottom just so I could kind of start climbing my way up to the top. And I'm still climbing, but it was an eye-opening experience, to say the least, for me.
I mean, right now you look fit, very fit.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of people who lose that much weight, they look a lot better, but they really don't look fit. And I'm pretty much amazed. Now, I'm going to ask a question I probably shouldn't. Did you do this with Ozempic?
No.
Okay, thank you for saying that. I want to make sure, because people are going to think that if we don't ask that question. Tell me, or tell Dr. Deering, and Sean, what was kind of the platform and the program that you used to do this? Eating-wise, I want to know about protein, fats, and carbs, and kind of the schedule you did.
So to begin, I was just kind of all over the place. I tried like a Mediterranean style and keto. The big catalyst, the big starter, was getting off the sodas. Because at the time when I started this journey, I was probably drinking about 3 or 4 Coca-Colas every day.
Regular Coke?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Just regular Coke. So the key thing was, at first I actually switched to Diet Coke and to Coke Zero. And then I was like... this is, you know, I felt terrible. And then I went gradually just to water, and then more water, then a gallon of water. And now I'm to the point where I'm drinking over a gallon of water, and I'm putting pink Himalayan salt in it every day for my electrolytes.
Love that.
Yes, yes.
And I think, you know, I can do better. I really try hard on almost all compartments of health, but I know water is probably... is the one area that I tend to lack. One is, when you're an older guy like me, you do have to go to the bathroom more often. It gets to be a little bit aggravating. And I do think we can drink too much water, but what you're doing is working. So kind of tell me real quickly, like, what kind of foods did you always like focus on? More protein, or what types of food did you focus on?
So I guess back when I started, I was just eating processed foods. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just fast food, processed, honey buns, you know, crackers, whatever, cookies.
Joe, tell them the story about the honey buns on your dash.
Oh, yeah. Every day when I would get going, I would have a Red Bull and 2 honey buns, and I'd put them in the dash. In the wintertime, I'd turn that heat up, and it'd cook the honey bun. You know, like, and that's how I started the day for years.
I wish Clint was here to listen to that, because he thinks that's healthy.
I had to make sure you shared that part. Yeah.
And you weighed how much?
Yes. Okay, so 376 was... when I weighed myself, and I was like, whoa. And I'd actually probably lost a little bit before then. I sent Sean a picture of it. I mean, and like I said, it was in the middle of COVID, and I was just miserable because I have a very physical job. And I remember just, I'd climb a ladder, and I'd just be out of breath.
I cannot imagine. I work out every day. If I carry 2 50-pound dumbbells to just another part of the gym, I cannot imagine you carried 200 pounds and climbed ladders.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I guess, you know, you get used to it because it happens slowly, but I mean, how much better do you feel now?
it's a world of difference. Mm-hmm. Like I mean, I can run now. Mm-hmm. I can row with my grandchildren. Shout out to Rose and Ruby out there, and I can keep up with them, and just I can get. It's just a whole new life. It's like being young again, almost.
Man,
because I just had no idea.
You just got so used to not feeling well that became the norm, didn't it?
And I didn't even know I didn't feel well.
Bingo.
That's what's crazy.
Wonderful words, because I really feel that half of our nation is falling into that exact same platform of thinking. Yes. Is they don't understand how good it was when they were 15 because it happened so slowly.
Yes, yes.
Now, exercised. Were you exercising during this time, or just eating well?
So I started with just walking about. I started with like 5 minutes, and then the next day I'd go 6 minutes, then 7 minutes, a little further. And then, at the same time, I'm starting to up my protein. Mm-hmm. I'd read enough and heard enough. This was pre-meeting Matt and Julie Davis. Mm-hmm. So I was just kind of trying to figure some things out on my own. And I probably did that for a year, maybe over a year. And then a really good friend of mine at church introduced me to Matt and Julie and got me going to Train Station. And that was a huge fire. I mean, like, that just lit the fuse right there once I met those folks. And he, he kind of took me under his wing. I would ask him questions every day, just several questions. I'd ask him about protein, carbs, everything. And he just got me on a really good program. This is even before I started training with him. He's such a wealth of knowledge with not only bodybuilding, but with nutrition.
And health, because he had his own journey of some very difficult health year in his life. And I love Matt and Julie. They are one of those exceptional people who we, again, team member, we could learn so much from. I'd love speaking to him. He really believes in what we do at Nutrition World. He believes in the supplements. He recommends them highly, the right proteins, the right health supplements too. Very few bodybuilders of their level really understand health, because they're used to performance and the looking good, the burning of body fat and the building of muscle. Those are fantastic, but most times bodybuilders are relatively unhealthy. I see blood work. I see what they're really, how they're devastating their kidneys and their liver and their red blood cells, all these things, and they're not like that.
No.
They speak a bigger language.
No, he lives a healthy lifestyle. He's probably the healthiest human being I know. I mean, he's incredible. And then he got me turned on to listening to your podcasts and your shows, and I mean, it's just been, in a way, it's been almost a community.
Just
all this really good positive input. Mm-hmm. And it gave me something to work for and work with.
You are truly an inspiration. Now, tell us about the Chattanooga Fitness division you're going to be. What is this division, Sean?
He's going to actually be in two.
Yep.
Joe first made the decision to be in the Slim Fit Showdown, which the Slim Fit Showdown is something brand new we're doing for 2025. Yeah. And it's for people like Joe that have had complete transformations. Some of you out there listening may remember the show that was called The Biggest Loser. So this is something similar to that. Everybody is a winner because everybody has their own journey of their own transformation. And so Joe made the decision to be in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo because of that. However, Joe, you've made the decision to step it up even more.
Yeah, Matt said go for it. He said do men's physique, so it's going to be a little entry-level thing for me to just kind of see. I'm not expecting a win or anything like that, but I just want to do it for myself. This has been a journey. It's been 3-4 years now. Whoops, sorry. And it's going to be a reward to myself to say, look what I accomplished.
Joe, one thing I'd like for you to share with Ed and the audience. Your journey has changed your entire situation in relationship with your wife.
That's right. That's right. We used to, for entertainment, we would just go out to eat, look for fun foods, just really terrible foods. And now we're together. We know to stay on the perimeter of the grocery store, and we're looking at foods. We're looking at labels. And it's so awesome. She'll pick something up and look at it. And she's like, nope, that's a paragraph. We're putting it back. I mean, we're looking for single ingredient or as few ingredients as possible, good quality ingredients. And it's been a great journey.
I love to see somebody go from elementary school to the college level. And that's what you have done. And of course, I always speak about seed oils. That's one of the parts of processed food, which are canola, safflower, vegetable oils. Those are the ones I think are devastating our health. And we did not realize that till probably 7 years ago or even less. And I know you're looking out for all of those oils because I certainly talk all the time about that. And so does Matt and Julie. So I am excited the fact that you're going to be in this contest. The contest is, what's the date?
July the 19th at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Tickets are still available. Go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com and buy your tickets today. Or if you're somebody out there listening and you're somebody like Joe and you haven't shared your story, Chattanooga Fitness Expo going on stage would be a great place to do it.
Yes. And you know, there's a guy at Crunch that's also going to join the transition category because I think he lost 200 pounds. He had photos of himself before. It just blows me away. And he didn't use drugs either. I mean, the thing about Ozempic is, Dr. Deering knows more than I do about this, is, you know, one is they're unhealthy. Two is you lose more muscle than you do fat. And when you gain it back, when you get off the drug, you gain back fat back far quicker than you ever gain muscle. And sometimes you never get back to your baseline because of the way the drugs work. So Dr. Deering always speaks of that and has alternatives.
Yeah, 45% of what weight you lose is from bone and muscle.
Oh, so. But losing bone too?
Yeah,
bone. Was part of the weight loss?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're making your bones
Wow. Weaker. Well, we got to switch gears here. I got to know, what do you see when you go in and do maintenance on ice makers and ice? All of my last, I'd say 20 to 25 years, I make the best choices I can in a restaurant because I'm a single guy and I'm, you know, I pick very carefully. Never is it perfect, but we can't expect perfection in that area if you don't cook your own foods. But the one area that I know that I really fall off the wagon is ice, because I do like iced tea, unsweet, yes. Unsweet. I never had a sweet tea in 35, 40 years. So what tells me what happens in some of these ice makers?
So I hate to break your heart, but here we go. If a facility or a restaurant makes bread on site, there's a very good chance that it has black mold in the ice machine.
Because of yeast.
Well, that and the proofing process, because it's a warm, moist environment. It gets in the air. It's unavoidable. And now, that's not to say that they don't have a maintenance program and they don't stay on top of it. But in the most recent years, I've seen a lot of cost cutting with that. And sometimes it'll be 6 months to a year before they get them cleaned.
So they should be cleaned every 6 months to a year?
In a place that makes bread, I would almost recommend it monthly.
Really?
Yes.
Now, if I took ice from a restaurant and tested it, I wonder what kind of contaminants I would find in that.
At least mold. Of course, you have some scale from just what the, you know, unless they have a really good water filtration system. So Chattanooga has pretty terrible water.
Yes, they do.
So unless they have a really like three-stage filter or an RO system, you're going to get some of that. There's a lot of the TDS and dissolved salt, you know, all that is in the water. So
you can buy inexpensive TDS monitors, which are total dissolved solids, and they're literally $15. And you could let the ice melt and test, because that would show whether they're really using an RO unit. RO, reverse osmosis, would remove a lot of that. And I guess one test could be TDS. And you could say, well, if it's low, well, at least they're probably filtering the water. But that still doesn't do anything about mold. And I am so connected to mold destroying our health. Mm-hmm. One is there's not a blood test for it. Two is, once, you know what? Mold loves three things. Mold loves darkness, it loves heat, and it loves moisture. Well, guess what's inside of all of our bodies, unless we're dead, is all three of those.
Right.
And once it gets harboring within us, the immune system dysfunction is devastating. There are so many pharmaceuticals written to try to patch people up when they feel so horrible, from brain fog, immune system, cancer rates, diseases, especially autoimmune, because the body's trying to fight this mold, but it's a really, really... it's a character that is camouflaging itself and changing, and the body doesn't know how to fight mold. And there's many people who are diagnosed with possible lung cancer when, in fact, it was a fungus and mold that was in the lung. They finally figure that out if you do a biopsy on the lung. But it can mimic the look of cancer often. And once you get it, how many times have you ever seen your bathroom, if it has mold on the walls, go away on its own? Never. It does not, does it? very resistant to, it's very hardy organism pathogen. I'm so glad you brought that up. I've never had any conversation on Vital Health Radio or anything about, well, let's check another box here of thinking, which is ice in your drinks. And you know what I'm going to do?
I bring in my own drinks.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you take in?
I take in a can of Zevia and took the restaurant with me. So
I already have so many boxes I check. I don't know how many more I can check. I take my olive oil in the restaurant. You know, I do a lot of silly things that I love. So I guess I'll be bringing some.
Ed'll be carrying it a tote bag.
Yeah, soon. A tote bag.
or you can stay home and cook your own.
Shut up!
Home.
No, be quiet.
I will say that some of the newer machines have UV lights.
Oh, do they?
Yes. So it kills the mold. If they know that it's a problem, Tex will usually recommend that. You can put a UV light inside the machine and it will kill all that stuff. So, and there's a lot of restaurants that have really good filtration systems. So I'm not trying to dog on
them. Listen, I don't know your business, but I will guess 75% don't, 25% at best do. I wonder if I can buy a portable UV light. I bet you I can. I will find this out before you get to wherever your next location is.
Absolutely.
And I will be ordering it because my finger loves to order things. So at least I could UV it in my stinking glass, okay? Because I do love my little tequila drink at night. And, you know, it is what it is. It has ice in it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, does alcohol kill?
That's what I just was thinking about that question myself. Yeah. I think Dr. Deering needs to do a research. Can alcohol kill mold in liquids? Yeah. And we will find that out.
Ed, I got two things. Number one, I want to encourage anybody out there listening, if you are a part of the Ed Jones fan club, he's going to be on stage competing at the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. We would like to invite you to come out. Because Ed, you've been in the show for the last several years. Every year I'm thinking, man, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. Is this going to be Ed's last one?
I know it.
So
does he win?
He does very well. Yeah. He's always one of the best.
First
posers.
And second. Okay, if you got to know.
Yeah.
One
year first.
Congratulations.
Yeah, he is definitely tough competition. And then secondly, huge thank you to Nutrition World, one of our big sponsors, and all of our other sponsors. We could not do this show without all of you guys, so thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Sean. I mean,
So the answer is yes, alcohol can kill mold on surfaces, particularly hard, non-porous ones. But this is talking about rubbing alcohol, but it does say vodka, due to its high alcohol content, can also be used similarly. So
it does say that? No, you made that up.
No!
Oh. Well, vodka can, tequila can, so I'm two thumbs up. So I don't worry about my tequila drink. It just makes me not drink their water. So great conversation. I will see you at the show, Joe.
Yes, sir.
And you already have a great tan. So
thank you. I want to say thank you for being you and for putting this information out there. Like I said, I'm a huge listener, and it has really been a community that's helped me get to where I'm at. And a big part of that story is Nutrition World and yourself.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
That makes my heart sing. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you.
It really does.
Thank you.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, more empowering information. That as we continue. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and Dr. Deering, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
The 5th Annual Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Optimize You, is coming soon. Set your calendar for Chattanooga's premier fitness event, July the 19th, at the Chattanooga Convention Center. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. And a new division for 2025, the Slim Fit Showdown, presented by Goss Insurance Agency. To learn more, check out our website, chattanoogafitnessexpo.com. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo is brought to you by Optimize You, Flawless Aesthetics, Nutrition World, DPC Center, Goss Insurance Agency, Chat Mortgage, White Lightning Harley Davidson, Agape Medical Spa, Zircops, Scenic City Fitness, Summit Physical Therapy, Our House Studios, Texas Roadhouse, and Sweat Club, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
We'll be right back.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again, so find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host Clint Powell and Dr. Deering from Nutrition World. I want to ask you, Clint, how's your sleep going? Are you still monitoring?
Fantastic. My sleep is...
You are so full of, you know what? Tell the truth.
It's great. Yeah, the only thing that would make my sleep better is if I drank my own urine right before bed. This is no, that's
that new. Coming out of the blue.
No, yeah, I know. Duh.
The whole reason I said it.
Oh my goodness!
In between the breaks, we talk about these results, these test results, the new articles about all these extreme things that are healthy for you, and we're just not doing that.
Did you hear that out of my mouth about urine, or whose mouth did you hear?
No,
it was
mine. I brought it up to be funny, a little levity.
Oh,
little levity.
Okay, but there's some truth to it because I know I'm not having
my
talk about
been
it.
Great.
But Dr. Deering talks about
my sleep's been great without.
I said Dr. Pompa did a reel on it.
And did you? How's your urine doing?
Better than I deserve.
Well, good.
Yeah.
All right. I know the people driving to church right now going to the radio show are very happy that Clint's pee and his sleep have improved significantly.
People tune in for this kind of stuff. This kind of stuff that people document in diary and journal. Yeah. Dear diary, Clint's pee was fantastic today, he said.
Hey, I got to get one tip in here, something real.
Throw two in there to fix this.
It's going to be hard to fix this. This is something I kind of have stumbled upon for many years, but long naps continue to be shown to be pretty dangerous to us. People who regularly napped in the early afternoon or whose naps varied widely in length of day have faced the greatest health risks, including cardiovascular and metabolic complications. And research shows that naps longer than 30 minutes are definitely shown increased risk of death, diabetes, cancer, while short naps under 30 to 35 minutes improve your health and your cognitive ability. It's about timing. So much of health is, and choices are timing somewhat.
I want my wife to live, so I'm going to tell her to cut that 2-hour nap down.
There you go.
Minutes.
Yeah, get some work done around the house. You going to tell her that?
Well,
not.
Yeah.
Okay, not. Yeah.
The worst ending of a radio show ever of all time is what we're right in the middle of.
I'm going to tell my wife to start. That's right. I'm divorced. Yeah, that's right. I'm not married. Forgot about that. How about your wife, Clint?
I got to be honest. Right now, it'd be better if the satellites just went down for the last 5 minutes of this show. I hope it's nothing serious, boys and girls. But if you're having to listen to this, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm sure the radios in the cars are doing like the old days. Hit the button and switch over to 106.
Oh, now. That's even better. Radio station's going to appreciate you dropping those too. This is a great, nothing screams expert than this is the cluster we're in right now. We still have a minute and a half left. This could be the longest minute and a half of radio history coming up right now.
No, you know what? I have 14 inches of notes. I could manufacture anything that I want.
Why don't you come up with a nugget of wisdom over there? Nugget of wisdom over there. Nuggets of wisdom over there.
Okay, here's what I believe in. Okay. Your worst enemy cannot harm you as much as your own thoughts unguarded. But once mastered, no one can help you more, not even your father and mother. What does that mean? I followed that for about 25 years. That means you work on quieting your mind and opening your heart. Most of us have no idea how much chaos is going on with our conversational mind 24 hours a day until you get it quiet. So that's my advice for the day. And guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and Podcast, presented by the Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platforms and find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Clint needs to look the other way because he's got that smirk again. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and Dr. Dehring, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.